Here are the missionaries of God's love with The Call.
One of the most amazing things about love is that it demands a response. Imagine a young man who runs up to a beautiful young woman, falls on his knees in front of her, and presents her with a dozen roses. He doesn't need to say anything. It is clear from this symbol that he is professing his love for her. Unless, of course, he starts pointing to the price tag, in which case he's probably trying to sell them to her. But if we assume for this moment that this is a statement of love, the girl is now placed in a very awkward position. She must make a response. And in fact, any movement she makes at this point will be interpreted as being her response. Sadly, in the case of the lovesick young man, anything short of a yes will probably be taken as a rejection. So the young girl needs to think very carefully about what she says at this moment. This becomes a decisive moment which cannot be put off for a more convenient time. This is always the case with love. Love always demands a response from us. This is something we need to reflect on in our relationship with God. We know that the cross is God's statement of love for us. But do you ever stop to think that perhaps Jesus is looking for you to give an answer? As though he is saying, "This is how much I love you, how much I will give for you. Will you love me back? Will you make a response, or will you just leave him hanging?" I'm Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. Find out more about us at mglpriestsandbrothers.org.